Greetings and welcome to
Blog Talk Radio.
Greetings and welcome to the New Africa Blog Talk Radio Show in Washington, D.C. I'm your host, Abdul Aziz Shaheed, and our other host,
Bilal Masadiq Bryan.
And tonight we will have Imam Tariq Abdul Mukmin as our co-host, and he will be giving us information on China import and export products. Also, we'd like to let you know what the New Africa Business Association is about for all those new listeners out there. Brother Bilal, you said you had something to say?
Commercial break.
Oh, yes. We have to go to a commercial break.
Okay, I'm going to be right back right after a short break. Association Blog Talk Radio Show, Washington, D.C.
For all those that are new and just listening, started our program tonight, the New Africa Business Association is about promoting African-American businesses, having African-American business do network, as well as people that are interested in investing in businesses. Because we know when you invest in a business, that means that you're going to be more concerned about promoting that business and seeing it grow. Also, New Africa Business Association of Washington, D.C., we have our online shopping mall. And we have retail and wholesale prices of goods that are exported from China. Also, where we get our goods and exports from China, we will let you know about that tonight with a special guest that we have on, and will continue to be our co-host. I shouldn't say a special guest, but he will be a co-host. And that will be Imam Tariq Abdul Mukmin. And I'm not sure, Brother Mukmin, are you out there?
Yes, I'm out here, my friend.
All right, brother. Greetings and assalamu alaikum.
Assalamu alaikum, Brother Mukmin.
Well, alaikum assalam, and my audience on Facebook, they have asked me if I was out here, so I just returned them the greetings of assalamu alaikum. I am speaking to Bilal Bayoun, Abdul Aziz Shahi. They are the owners, operators, founders of New Africa Business Association. This is a membership association that you should go to their website and see what they offer you as a business person, because they have a lot of good things to help you promote your business. Their website is www.newafricabusinessassociation.com. Excuse me, newafricabusinessassoc.com. That is their website. You can reach them at 202-288-5660. Or 903-7278.
Bilal, Shahid. Yes, indeed. Again, Brother Imam, thanks so much for being a partnering with our organization. Like Brother Aziz just mentioned, as far as the online shopping, and as far as the memberships on how you become affiliated with the online shopping, or whether you want to be a part of the wholesale shopping, of course, you can call in this evening and see how you can get memberships as to where you can be a participant. The New Africa Business Association will continue its its objective, which is to identify businesses in our communities. We want to know where these businesses are in our communities. So our objective is to identify these businesses through networking with each other. So if you are a business owner, the mics are open this evening. We have open mics. We're going to be having our online, our continuing conversation, but the mics are open to those who are business owners, or if you have a real good business idea, our mics are open this evening, because this is one of our network marketing and business identifications, a networking evening. So anyone who is listening this evening, you have a business, this is a very good time to come on and tell us about your business, identify yourself, so we all can get a chance to know who you are. Hopefully someone will do business with you this very evening. Again, you can reach us by, if you'd like to participate on the talk show. Our numbers again is Brother Aziz, you have that number close by.
I absolutely do. Our call in number is 657-383-1372. and that is 657-383-1372.
So we certainly invite you to call in and join in our discussion this evening. And of course, Brother Imam Mookman is going to be the continuing host of the program. So it's a good time for us all to just continue to know each other, because we have an objective here. And of course, we do know that this is the holiday season's coming up, so if we was ever going to be very proactive in what we're trying to do, I think now's a profitable time to make a business move. So we ask you to go to our website, and again, are those websites like the old man was saying, the New Africa Business Association.com, and that's New Africa Business Association. All one word, New Africa Business, ASSOC.com. Well, I'll get you to our website, and you can see for yourself. We are going to be adding some additional information on our website, where we'll have arts and entertainment to be added here within the next few days. Saying that to say, some of our upcoming programs will be featuring some of our professional artists, such as Brother Aziz. I think you have a list of just a few of them.
We have Jeff Majors. He's a harpist out of Washington, D.C. And we have brother that sang with the Moments many years ago. He's elegant, almost like Al Jarreau. Brother Mark Green and the Moments. And we have a sister out of the Muslim community, Nimat Belial, also with another entertainer there, LaRon Young. So we have some wonderful entertainers, and they're professionals. They've been out there a few years now, and the music is excellent. And on Thanksgiving Eve this year, we will be featuring some of those artists. Matter of fact, we're going to be featuring Mark Green that evening, and some of his music that we'll be promoting, and you'll be hearing it live, because this is music that he's produced and really not out there on the market yet. So that's one of the new features that Brother Boyle has added on to our program. And it just lets you know that the New Africa Business Association, that we're promoting all our businesses in all different areas. It's just that we need to get together and, you know, advertise, let more people promote this program, know about what's going on. Go to the New Africa Business Association website in Washington, D.C. And
our mics are open. Our mics are open. And so if you'd like to participate in our discussion this evening, it's just a matter of calling the Brother Aziz. You said that call-in number again is?
That call-in number is 657-383-1372. And again, that's 657-383-1372.
So with that said, we'll get back to our discussion this evening. Like I said, tonight we are talking a business with any business owners who have a business or have a business idea, a business idea, and wish to join in on this evening's discussions. We certainly welcome you to do so. So, Brother Imam, any comments or that you wish to make?
Yes, thank you. And again, my Facebook audience, reason I wasn't saying anything is because, as I said in the opening, the host by conference call and Blog Talk Radio, and they were doing some introduction of New Africa Business Association to their listening audience, and also their listening audience can hear me too. If you would like to call in on this conference call, the number is 657-383-1372, and we want to hear your business ideal because we're looking for and we're trying to develop entrepreneurs because you are, as an entrepreneur, you have an opportunity to get imports from China. As I said in the introduction while they was on break, I'm part of a business group that brokered a deal to get, you name the merchandise, you take away cell phone, laptops, and car tires. We're able to get any other merchandise from the manufacturers in China. And we're looking for those people, those men, women, don't matter what ethnicity you are. We're looking for someone with that entrepreneur spirit. We have in place everything that you need to have to build your business. We have the merchandise. We have the products. And the most important thing that hurt us a lot of times as African Americans, a lot of times when we go to the traditional financial institutions, we don't get the monies that we go there to get, okay? Well, our Commonwealth Partners, we have a relationship with a financial institution that will give you a 30-day, 60-day, possibly 90-day lines of credit, where when that merchandise reached you on 11/16, which is tomorrow, this is just an example, you post-date that check 12/16 for 30 days, or possibly 1/16/2018. For the merchandise, and you don't have to issue a financial statement, a cash flow statement, none of those things. You just need to get that distributorship with Commonwealth Partners, and you have unlimited resources for merchandise. And I think, and as I mentioned last week, our brothers and listening audience, if you want to order anything from the manufacturers, just say like the cell phone accessories or maybe the shoes or any of those things, jewelry. And if you want to warehouse these things stateside in this country at a location, a warehouse, in your room or whatever, Commonwealth Partners will buy this merchandise back from you with, of course, a profit for you, put on the website for the retail customers to purchase it. And also for those distributors that don't want to stock that merchandise, you can sell that merchandise to them at a minimum order quantity and price too. So we have the things in place for you to build this business. And one thing I would recommend, if you don't have whatever state that you are in, go and establish a business. A legal entity is very simple. You can go on the IRS site, and you can get your EIN number. That is your employee identification number. It's easy. You can get that, okay? And I don't know whatever state you're in. Here in the state of Mississippi, you can go online, register your business, your LLC, et cetera, whichever acronyms you want to put after that. Go on your state site and find out which entity you can establish using these ladders, because I think Virginia, they have a FLP, which is a family liability partnership. It don't exist here in Mississippi. So because there are big tax credits in the making for business owners, okay, that our current president, Trump, is trying to implement. So legitimize your business. It's very simple. Again, my number is 228-209-2877. Now, if you want to get any of this merchandise from the manufacturers in China, it can also be private label for you. Just on Sunday and also yesterday, I had two persons to inquire about the hoodies. Well, that has already been sent to the manufacturers to see what will be the cost and, of course, the minimum order quantity. So if there's something that you're interested in that we currently might not have prices of, images of, let us know. We can contact the manufacturer. We can get these items for you so you can start your business. Again, the African-American, 5% of us is in business. 300 some or more, whatever, so many years ago since slavery has ended. It was 5%. It's 5% today. Business is not something for you to be afraid of, okay? You basically, and I'm definitely not encouraging anyone to quit their jobs, okay? That's your decision. But ask yourself, where are you since you've been working for whoever it is and wherever it is you've been working? Brick-and-mortar stores are closing down at an alarming rate. People are beginning to shop offline. Just this little item that I have right here, I'm showing this book stand that I have on my desk, Bilal and Aziz, in the audience. I was looking for a lectern or a podium. I had gone to all the bookstores trying to find this very item that I got this book sitting on. It elevates the book when you're studying or reading. Couldn't find it anywhere. So while I was on Amazon looking for a podium, this popped up. Boom. I ordered it on Sunday, I think, or Monday. I received it yesterday. So we at Commonwealth Partners, www.shopcwp10.com, put your customer referral number in 1002. That is, again, www.shopcwp10.com. Put customer referral number 1002 in there. Adams Enterprises is the ones that sent you there. Put that in. You can see the site. And, yes, we are a distributorship membership organization or site, too. And those fees are very modest fees, $415. Many other companies that's out there, they charge a monthly membership fee. They take it by the month. We take it by the upfront. And even I have Amazon Prime, and I got it by mistake, but I'm paying a monthly fee for that, and I'm enjoying the benefits of it. So you can't establish a business anywhere for $415 that has everything in place. We are currently reviewing the information that has been forwarded to us by customs broker agents to receive merchandise here at the docks in Mississippi, in Gulfport, one of the largest docks in the state of Mississippi. And so we are in communication with agents to make sure we get our merchandise out of customs. So everything is in place for you. And not only here, we already have those things in place in other areas like out west, et cetera, et cetera. These things are in place for you to do business. You have again, New Africa Business Association. They will advertise your business. You can, again, go on their website, which is www.newafricabusiness, and then ASSOC.com. Go there for the particulars. So I'm going to yield here, and if the listening audience have any questions for me or concerns, please express them, and let's move forward with establishing businesses in our lives. So, again, the listening audience on Facebook, by me going silent, that means the host, Bilal, or Aziz is speaking, or our listening audience is speaking. Bilal, Aziz?
Okay, and at this time, we're going to go to one of our sponsors to take a commercial break and have our sponsors to help pay for our program. So we'll be right back.
Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our peppermint foot rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
Okay, and welcome back to the program. Again, this is the New Africa Business Association Blog Talk Radio of the Washington metropolitan area. I am your host, Bilal Masadiq Bynum, along with my co-host,
Abdul Aziz Shaheed.
And we want to welcome all of our listeners. We are continuing our conversation on our import and our export markets. And of course, at the same time, this is an open mic. So an open mic is inviting all of the business folks who have something also to offer to the beautiful menu that we are offering on. I say menu because if you go to our website, the New Africa Business Association.com, you're going to see most of the items that are coming in from China and the display that the imam is talking about. Many of the products that he's talking about is on our display. The two of National Import and Export Association, along with the New Africa Business Association, and hopefully along with all of the business associations out there, because the opportunities that is that is available to you. This is not something that is hypothetical anymore. This is actually your mail and is waiting on your applications as we speak. So again, brothers and sisters, like I said, this is a busy part of the year. If you're going to sell a product, be in the retail business, now is the time, because most of your retail businesses that has been open most of the year, many of them have been operating for the last 6 or 7 months in the red. And if those of you know what what's happening when you're in the red, you're in debt. But when that red can go, change from red ink to black ink, and they say you're in the black, now you're making money. So this is the time that most of our businesses transition from red to black because within the next 30 or 45 days or so is the largest portion of the retail's income will be right about now. So I would encourage you to take heed to what the New Africa Business Association is offering you through these many business folks that we're going to be presenting to you. Brother Aziz.
Well, one of the things is Commonwealth Partners and Brother McMinn, the opportunities that they're offering out in the community is something that has never been really marketed out into the community wherein people know about this. We have a lot of vendors around in all these cities that go down to these Korean or Chinese import-export areas where they sell the vending stuff, hats, pocketbooks, suitcases, you name it, belts, all different matters of things that people would like to buy, and hats, socks. And they pay a premium price for this, and then they go out and vend it. Well, now these same vendors have the opportunity to get together among themselves, and they know the items that they buy periodically for each time of the year, for the winter, the summer. And they constantly do this, and the Chinese is constantly selling these items to them. Well, now we have the opportunity not only to get those items, but for people that are really, really going to business, to be able to get your own clothing, your shoes, any type of garment, as well as a number of different electronics, buy them as a group, vest as a group. This opportunity has never existed before in the black community, and it's an opportunity, and we hope it's not a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, but for those that really, really want to go into business and set up a store that can service our community, because we know that there are a lot of desecrated, unoccupied strip malls in our communities. And if it is a business in there, it's something that is not really given to the community. It's something that's taken away from it. And these type of malls can be renovated and restored back. And businesses could put in there the same type of things that we go and buy every day from these other people. Now we can have them right there in the community. And to have someone that is over there get talking to the producers in China, the manufacturers in China, and being able to get us these prices that we've never been able to do get before. You know, it's a blessing, and it's an opportunity that we're going to have to get more people to know about this here, because we're talking about turning around economics in the African-American community. But however, as Brother Imam said earlier, anyone that want to get into business, we're not closing the doors on any ethnicities whatsoever. We welcome all to, you know, the New Africa Business Association as well as the Commonwealth Partnership.
Okay, Brother Imam, we're going to take a quick break and we'll come back. And we, like I said, anyone who wishes to share in on our conversation, this is not a, it's an open mic. So open mic means that anyone can share in on what we're discussing this evening. Or if you have any questions for any of us, especially the Imam and the International Exchange Associations. So we'll be right back, and we will continue our conversation, our discussion, rather. Be right back.
Natural Skincare by Karima with Shea Butter. We offer a great selection of 100% all-natural moisturizing creams for the face and body without preservatives. Also, check out our hair products. Order online and get them delivered to your home. Check out our new online shop at www.etsy.com. Search for Natural Skincare by KHB. For more information, visit us online at www.naturalskincarebykarima.com or email us at naturalskincarebykarima@gmail.com. Give us a call at 301-534-4475 or fax us at 240-318-3537. Try out our newest product, our peppermint foot rub, for a luxurious feeling your feet won't forget.
Purchase all the finances, small business loans, stated income, commercial real estate, and unsecured business line of credit. I'm going to yield there because we're back on live on the conference call in Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, go right back. Welcome back to the show. I'm sorry, Brother Imam. Go right ahead.
I was speaking to Facebook audience concerning what we have in the way of finances available for them. But one thing I want to say that and add to what Aziz was saying is this: I know we have some brothers and sisters on the phone of the Christian faith. And we know this program is about us as a people, and not excluding any other ethnic group now. Okay, so don't misunderstand what I'm saying, and if the other two hosts will accept what they are saying, we're not discriminating against anybody. Because one thing I know, we all spend the same currency of money in this country, regardless of what your ethnicity is. Regardless of what your religious affiliation is, we spend the same money here. If you come from another country, you can't spend your money here at a shop that you have here to really cater to your people from your country. You got to spend the money here. But anyway, I said that to say this. If you are, let's say Christmas is coming up, okay? And go to www.shop.shopcwp10.com and look at those nice holiday socks that's on there and everything, children's socks. Your children will love these socks, okay? You can get these things wholesale, okay? Again, you can call me 228-209-2877. I can show you how you can get these things wholesale to make some money. They're going to start spending what they call a Black Friday. They're going to start Christmas shopping Black Friday. So you can get in early on this and get that item that no one else have, and that's one of them. So I'm looking at again. Give me a call if you don't have a business. If you're wondering how do I start a business, you can call the New Africa Business Association. They can help you. You can call me, and I can give you some help. We have numerous people connected with New Africa Business Association, Commonwealth Partners, that can point you in the right direction. How do I start my business? First of all, you get an idea. You got the idea? Work that idea. Just work it, regardless of friends, family, saying something negative against that. You know, just smile at them and keep on moving forward. And don't give up. Go and look up the length of time that it takes a bamboo tree to come up from the earth, okay? The length of time that it's in the earth and it's growing is longer than the length of time when it breaks ground. So the break ground growth is more rapid. So go study that, and you'll see what I'm trying to say. Don't look for these things to take place and happen overnight. Don't worry about the number of no's. You're going to get a lot of no's. You're going to get a lot of doubts. But you need one, two, maybe three people, one person. That one person can change things for you. I was looking at a little clip of Walt Disney recently, and also Colonel Sanders. We both know those companies because we all have spent money at the movies, getting DVDs that produced by the Walt Disney Company. Are you all hearing some feedback below of my voice?
I don't know. It's very clear here.
Okay. I don't know. Well, what happened? I lost my Facebook connection. And so, but anyway, what I'm saying, someone posted those things on Facebook, those two series on Facebook by Walt Disney and Colonel Sanders. And it started out with their upbringing and the struggles that they had to go through to eventually end up with where they ended up at. So I know a lot of people, I was telling someone concerning Colonel Sanders, the first thing he said was somebody said he stole the recipe from an African-American. I didn't even want to give my time to that, okay? If he stole it, he's going to be held accountable for that. But this dealing with the struggle, see, we can give our time and energy to so much so-called racism, and if you're a bigot, you can't make no money in these times in which you're living in. It don't have a place. These things are distractions for us. You're giving all your time to these things like that, okay? So we have to be, again, study money. There's many books out here on money, how to make money. You can't just say, well, I'm not going to get no book by a Christian, by a Muslim, by a Jew, by a Buddhist, by a Hindu, by this, by that. No, rise up above that. If the book is going to benefit you to be an entrepreneur, to make some money, then get the book. It's not about what religion it is, okay, what ethnicity is, you know. So again, as I said, I have our current president book before he was president that he wrote with Robert T. Kawasaki, Why We Want You to Be Rich. Yes, that's the name of it, Why We Want You to Be Rich, okay? So, hey, very good book, and numerous other books in here that was written by Caucasian authors, Christian authors and everybody, Jewish authors, I think. That's not my concern with their religious affiliation, but it's their knowledge of how to make some money, get rich, okay? And the ones that I have read so far, they don't tell you to disrespect the creator of the heavens and earth and everything in between. I got one here called Faithful Finances 101. It's written by a Christian, okay? And we know, and I must quote something Jesus said, and peace be upon him. He said, for those things soever you desire, when you pray, believe that you have already received them, and you shall have them. Okay, he said, when you pray, okay, those things you desire, okay, you get the desire first. Then you start praying, okay, and then have faith and belief, they will come to you. Simple instructions, and the prophet that came after him, the last prophet, the prophethood said that is Muhammad, may God peace be upon him and Jesus too. He said, work hard for what's going to bring you benefit, whether it be the material world or the life to come, and seek God's help for it. So if you really look at these two statements, they're basically saying the same thing, okay? So we need to build this network of entrepreneurs, business owners, and share ideas with each other. I was in Hattiesburg, Mississippi on Sunday at a friend of mine, grandson's birthday party, 10 years of age. And when I got there, it was this long trailer, pretty decorated on the outside with like all the, some of the cartoon characters and some of the video game characters, but also there was two big old TV screens facing out, and the children was dancing with the character that was on the screen. Well, in the inside, it was some more things that entertained the children, and one of them was something they called virtual reality. You put these glasses on or a helmet-like thing on, okay? African-American owned this business. So what I did, I said, do you mind if I take pictures? I took pictures outside and inside and later, while I was there, I posted them on Adams Enterprises Facebook page, okay, to promote his business. This is what we got to do, too, to promote his business. So that is a lot of other things that's hurting us is selfishness. Like some of the things that author or the person who wrote this article, they're still our slaves in 2012. Okay, they talk about the selfishness that exists amongst this particular group. So we have, again, the resources to do this, because at any time we're spending $1.3 trillion outside of our community, and we only keep it 0 to 1 times, we have enough money to start businesses. If we were a country, we'd be like the 15th largest country that has a GDP with that much money we have. So we can't cry broke.
Now, Paul Alonso, ma'am, I want to interject right where you are at that point. And I hold your point because I think this is you're right on a subject that I've been concerned about a long time. But let's make a correction there. As a financial planner, I can tell you, as far as our GNP, if we had a GNP like the average country would, statistics are showing that our growth income is compared to that of Great Britain and also North and South Korea, and these are all productive countries, and so we would come up about the fifth or the sixth richest if we was a nation. That's what our statistics would show as far as our economical powers. There's no doubt about it. The black dollar is very powerful. I like to go back to what Brother Aziz, one of the things he emphasized, and that was he got into strip malls and shopping centers. You see, as the African American and as a financial planner, I have to look at the big picture, and I have no problems. I think the opportunities that are being given here, where you can get a membership with the New Africa Business Association and a membership with the Wholesale Exchange organizations, and you can, these memberships are very low as far as coming in. But at the same time, I look at this as a larger picture. We as a when you start talking about $1.3 trillion in consumer spending, like I said before, to me that's like a portfolio. And if I was going to invest my money, this is the type of information I would want to have. I have a community that has $1.3 trillion in spending, and their consumership is 99.9%. What an excellent place to put a business. But I'm saying, as far as having someone else to put that business, here we have the opportunity to become vested. And I want to emphasize that word, vested. Vested means, in order to become vested, you have to have some sort of a obligation. There has to be a reasons of why we are vested. And so when you can open up an LLC as a community, now you have a financial obligation, and as a community, as a group, as partners, as marriages, or what have you, you are now vested. And now that you are vested, you can grow and become invested in each other. So our communities, the African American community, has never been vested. All other communities are vested. Even the communities that are new ethnicities that are coming into our country, they become immediately vested with each other. And when I say vested, you're talking about economics here. And so we're not economically vested. Here we have the opportunity to become economically vested, and using those economical investment powers, because now we have connections that the amount, these markets that we're talking about here, this stuff didn't happen just yesterday. Our two imams, the father and the son, this has been going on now for a long, long time. But now we as African-American, and I emphasize African-American Muslims, not racism here, but there is a reality here. And that reality is that African-American Muslims, yes, we can connect nationally. And since we can connect nationally, we like to bring in our brothers and sisters that are Christians or anyone else that believes in justice and freedom can pursue their freedom. So again, become invested and having that large picture. What I mean here is that, let's say 10 of you, as we speak right now, 10 of you decide that we're going to put up $3,000 apiece to start our Christmas business venture, and 10 of us put up our $3,000, and now we became an LLC when we joined the outlet corporations. And we are able now to negotiate as to where we can open a department store right in the black community. And I emphasize the black community because, again, 99.9% of us are consumers. We're spending over $1 trillion. Why not open businesses right in our own communities, especially since we can bring the supplies in directly through our own manufacturing? So again, I don't want to waste too, take up too much time with my opinions here. Like I say, it's an open mic. But again, thinking about that big picture, brothers and sisters, because again, the small distributor scripts are fine, individual. But you know, our ammunition with the New Africa Business Association is what one can't do, the many of us can. And so with that said, I would say let's start thinking large and seeing how we can become vested with each other and then invest. And you'll find you can get into business a lot quicker. And the obligations are not just on you. It's on your LLC, your corporation. With that said, and by all means, Brother Aziz.
I have a question. Someone that asked me prior to this show, and I was expecting them to come on, but I'd like to know, and this is directed at Brother McMinn of Adam Enterprises. I'd like to know if we wanted to get tennis shoes made over there, is there certain levels of quality of tennis shoes that we could get made, or can we get some that look like Nikes, but they don't have Nike's name on them?
Well, let me answer the last part of the question. Yes.
Fantastic.
Last part of the question, yes.
Most important part of the question.
I would like to add one other thing to that. You can private label them. You can come up with your design or your name, and they in the relationship we have with the manufacturers, that will be put on that on that athletic shoe for you.
Fantastic. Thank you.
So just a perfect example of what, like I said, these holidays, and those of you who are listening and saying, I want to get into business, and think about your young folks. A lot of them are unemployed, and you were talking about, we can't get them jobs here, we can't get them jobs here. But think of the dignity of putting your young folks in, your young males and females in business, starting them off as entrepreneurs, become vested with them.
Yes.
Families can start their own LLCs. The New Africa Business Associations, along with all of our business associations. As a matter of fact, one of the programs we'll be having coming up in the near future is estate planning, as to where you will have professionals such as estate planners, attorneys, financial planners, CPAs. All of us will be coming together start an estate planning program as to where you'll be able to talk to all of these professionals right on the radio. Ain't gonna cost you a dime. Just like I said, the New Africa Business Association is made up of professionals who believe in again identifying businesses in our communities. Find the ways to support those businesses through by being informative. This is why we have the radio station. It's a way of being informative. And of course, the other ways is to create new businesses together jointly in our community throughout the nation. And here we have the opportunity to do so. Brother Mookman, back to you.
And yes, and again, Brother Bilal, you just said something that, from my memory bank, is that, again, I know myself, others that has other persons that got a distributorship with Commonwealth Partners, they got expertise and experience to help you, if you're in Mississippi particularly, start your business. Of course, we can assist you to get an EIN because that's across the board in the United States. But again, per state, I can't answer that for the other states. But I do know in Mississippi, it's very simple to get an LLC. You can give me a call, or I can, and if I'm not available, I have someone else. He's just recently got a distributorship with Commonwealth Partners, and I mean, this man is an Ivy League school graduate, okay? He's our secretary. I'm not going to give his name on the air like this, but he's our secretary of the Biloxi Islamic Center, and very, very, words can't describe what God has blessed him with up here in his head. And he has a big heart too, very big heart, and love people and helping people. So we have that experience again, and other persons with Commonwealth Partners, distributors that will be willing to help you wherever you need to help. We can point you in this direction, that direction, and everything. Because one person don't have the know-how. I myself have some marketing experience and everything. Of course, sales experience. We have other person who has sales experience and everything. So the experienced people are on board building Commonwealth Partners, okay? So don't be afraid of that. My number, again, is 228-209-2877. The site that you need to go to is www.shopcwp10.com. Use your customer referral number 1002, and that Adams Enterprises is the one that told you to go there to see what's available. You can register. You can get your distributorship online, okay? So everything, again, is in place. The website is in place. It's there. Again, we got the car filled up with gas, luxury. We just need those experienced drivers, and if you're not an experienced driver, we will help you get the experience in driving the car, okay, to get to the destination that you want to go to. Get over the fear that you might be having. Get over the doubts that you might be having. Things out, okay, because that is the Satan that don't want you to accomplish anything, you know. We are very, very blessed people, very, very blessed people, you know. So let's come together again. We have to put aside the it's not about religion. It's not about your education, because a lot of educated people, and I don't mean to be offensive, but there are a lot of educated people with degrees. They don't have wealth. Go read this book by Robert T. Kawasaki, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. He talks about that in that book. So, and probably numerous other books, some of the wealthiest people in this country, that's the corporations that you see in existence today, most of them were high school dropouts. So they didn't have this, quote-unquote, the formal education and everything, okay? They had an idea. They worked that idea. And they developed it, and they struggled. They didn't give up when they wanted to give up, but it was a drive. It was an urge in them that said, keep on moving, okay? You know? So let's
go. Great trouble, man. And what next is, we got about just a few more moments. We're going to have to go to our closing. And, again, the New Africa Business Association, we appreciate our listeners. Every Wednesday, we ask you to join us. We'll hear from 7 to 8 p.m. And again, if you have a business, give us a call. Let us know who you are. The New Africa Business Association want to be able to find the businesses in our communities and be able to get those businesses known. So again, Brother Mookman, we hope you continue to join us so we can reach, we must, the opportunities that you're offering, and also with all of our many other businesses, we ask that you go to the New Africa Business Association.com, the New Africa Business Association.com. And you can go to our business directory. You'll see all of the different businesses that you can do business with, or you can go to our shopping center, and you will certainly see the opportunities that the ma'am has mentioned that is available to you through the International Shopping. Like I said, next week we're going to have our entertainments of arts and entertainments, and we're going to have an evening with the Moments. And Brother Imam, Masai, assalamu alaikum to you.
Wa alaikum assalam.
Any closing? You got about 1 minute, Brother Imam.
No, I'm going to just say right here with this, again, I'm going to say assalamu alaikum. They can get my information from your website, and those who got it, give me a call. Assalamu alaikum.
Join both organizations. It is a must that you do join both our organizations, but I'm telling you, the value is certainly there. So again, next week from 7 to 8 p.m., this is Bilal Bynum.
Abdul Aziz Shaheen.
Good night.
Time I turn my head, you're all I see. To look in your direction, it appears that you're paying no attention. But soon as I walk away, I can feel your eyes all over me. Your eyes tell me something's going on. I catch your glance, I catch your smile. I don't wanna be fooled by self-deception, thinking that this is love. I've been there before, don't wanna go back to heartache and pain. I know where it's at. I'm giving to you, I'm being fair. What you're giving to me, giving the love that I had to someone special, and it might be you. If you deserve it, able to share, we'll be together anywhere. I don't care. Giving to you, girl. What you're giving to me. Oh, baby.
Give it to you, girl. Give it to me.
Every time I close my eyes, I'm thinking about you. And all night long, I'm tossing and turning. Sweet words you whispered left my heart burning. Loving me. I must get a hold of myself. Been a long time since I've been in love. I've been holding back, waiting for the right girl. I'm giving, ooh, giving my love, giving my heart, giving my time. Giving you, if you're the right one. Oh, I've got giving, ooh, all the love I've been holding back inside. Giving to my bride. Every night I'm talking, I'm turning. Girl, you rip my mind. Oh, to the love I found. Giving to you, getting back to basics. What you're giving to me, I wanna do it right. Don't wanna make no mistakes. All the love I've got to give. give to you, and I know you've got a lot to give to me. Giving, talking about giving.
Trouble.
Coming down, that ain't right.
That's right. That's right.